Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl, age 8 I got a Jerry curl, 13 and I got a relaxer, I was a source of so much laughter, 15 when it all broke off, 18 and I went all natural, February 2002 I went on and did what I had to do, because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone, I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my head, I am not this skin, I am not your expectations, no, no.
I wouldn't go that far.
Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
I am not my head. Your expectations, no. I am not my head. I am not the skin. I am the soul that lives within.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh. Does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my fertility. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of arrival. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald headed like a full moon shining. Singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, 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 hey.
it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Understanding the importance of public relations as it pertains to you guys out there who are entrepreneurs like myself. I'm Kerry Hines, and when I started focusing in on this industry, pretty close to 30 years ago, I knew that it was very important to gain exposure. And most folks who embark upon an entrepreneurial type journey or career probably or maybe not understand what public relations is all about and how it's an important stepping stone
for anybody in business. My book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, really, really speaks to this. It covers every area of understanding everything, and we're celebrating the information that's in the book. Big anniversary for it, so I'm real excited about it. It's out there on Amazon, in case you're interested. Again, it's How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. But again, the PR, which is what public relations is referred to, is really where you are taking your message for your business, your product, whatever it is that you've got going on that you're looking to increase sales or bring awareness to. What you want to do, the very, very first step, engaging the public's interest in what you have, is to create the understanding of how it's beneficial to the folks you're trying to reach. So just wanted to begin this talk, as we kind of, again, look at all of the different aspects of trying to get your business going here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I think this is a great way for folks to, you know, begin looking at how to connect with folks. That's what public relations is all about, and there's so much more to PR, and this is how you begin, again, how to get rich in the hair business and so many other different ways.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Looking for a new and exciting way to generate interest in your business? Enter Radio World Productions. I'm Kerry Hines, with over 25 years in the industry. Now, we specialize in helping you to promote your business by creating a podcast, a radio show, or even an entire radio network with your very own branding that can add money immediately to your bottom line. Call us at 862-277-0686. Again, that's 862-277-0686. Radio World Productions. Your star is right.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Kerry Hines. And today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Kerry. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us. And I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called the Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic hair organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well. mix and make natural products, have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes, so technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call thin buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There's also there are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the class is on the class is on cylinders. That's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extension, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did, and then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have, and the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. I see that you're very happy when you do this because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is you're really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair, because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And I actually still have, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this because I honestly had never heard of the Quanro certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a Quanro certification, class or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to Quanro. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent, cultural, spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on, the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that would provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any posts that I make or pages for Hava Felici Dodd Hair and Body at havafelicidodd.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show befores and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felicidad, the holistic hair healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes,
I watched
hair.
One or two, yes.
Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there. But I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And,
yes.
Yes. definitely speak to that, because you are really able to. I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate. And I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path. And I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning. There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. I call it it's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey. And then natural movement began to blossom, and this big chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is, because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing, and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. One inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm a crochet queen. I love doing crochet, because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair, or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation, and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, the if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person's going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, 6. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturalists to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow, and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to just start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to their radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felicidad. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy, because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. And then we'll have classic essentials. We have classic carrier oils. We have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have 3 or more essential oils. And it's an aromatherapy experience because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the Studio Pure experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now you it sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is. And I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, however they need to come mm-hmm. out, because you make it sound so great.
Yes. It's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session. So everything that's here is by appointment or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate. And then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio mm-hmm. is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater.
Oh,
so
yes,
we're inside there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer like some open store hours to just come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art in order to expand us out culturally. Events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
And I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program.
Mm.
Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept. And it's the Ahaba Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter, so I'm a hair expert there. And I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with lock
twisting. And how do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
You really are. And you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God. I want to thank God first, my family, and, of course, the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, keeping me in good health as a, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure. And you keep doing what you're doing. Okay?
Thank you.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now we have a very special guest with us today from the world of TV and film and the stage, Mr. Antonio Fargas. Welcome to
Hello.
The Hair Radio Show.
Thanks. Thank you. It's good to be here with you.
Yes, what a pleasure to have such a legendary performer. Well, listen, Antonio, yes, we're excited. Now, I want to go back. Let's go back a little bit. Let's start. Now, where are you from? I've heard some different stories. I said, let me just ask you, where exactly, where are you from? Tell our listeners.
Well, my folks are from the Caribbean, basically. My dad was born in Puerto Rico, was Puerto Rican, and my mom is Trinidad, Grenadian, and she was born in Cuba because her father went there as an engineer to work on sugar mills, and so she was born there. I had another aunt born in Panama, but my parents met in New York, and I was born in the Bronx in 1946, and ended up being one of 11 children, and and here I am at age 14. I found theater, or theater found me, or artists found me. I was a young man who felt different, and I didn't know why. You know, there was a strange interest in everything that I saw, and it sort of nurtured me. And until I found my mom saw an ad in the newspaper from the Amsterdam News. Up in Harlem.
Oh, in the old, the Amsterdam newspaper? Wow. Okay.
They're looking for a film called The Cool World. And it was sort of a documentary type film that was like West Side Story set in Harlem about two gangs and one guy who was a reluctant leader of a gang and how he found himself in a situation. And I played one of the young men who was part of the scene at the time. I was up for one of the lead roles in the film, but because I was just an innocent 13-year-old, 14-year-old, and but I did have ability because I could read well. I was able to interpret the script a little bit, and I gained an interest in the producers interested in me playing one of the lead roles. But they took some test shots, and I ended up getting just some small, almost like extra work in the film. But that was what gave me the desire and the encouragement to think that I could do that, and I would be in a movie that would be in a theater, like those people that I went to see in the movies in the 50s and the late 50s and the 60s.
So that was the motivation, and they
gave me, I found other people who felt the same way I felt, and they embraced me, raised me, and here we are talking about it 54 years later.
Yes. Well, I want to find out. So, okay, that's terrific. We understand when you kind of got started about 14, but how on earth did you make it from that point to Hollywood?
Well,
that's a big mystery. How did you do that?
It was sort of the renaissance for black theater in New York in the 60s, and I was able to, you know, be one of the youngsters who was brought into that scene in Greenwich Village and then also in Harlem.
Uh-huh.
There were a lot of programs. One was HARU Act program, which federal money that Lyndon Baines Johnson designated for to keep the summers cool and give young African Americans and disadvantaged youth an opportunity to train in the arts and dance and theater. And so I was in on that after the Cool World, and then I went to see plays like the Blacks and some of the Mary Baraka plays while I was in high school, and I was cast in a play before I got out of high school. I was 17 years old. I was cast in a play called The Toilet by Mary Baraka, who was then known as Leroy Jones, who just passed away recently, a pioneer in theater and socialism. And while I was doing the play, I went and auditioned for a play by James Baldwin, which was getting ready to tour Europe. It was playing on Broadway, and they were doing a European tour. And Claude McNeil, the great dame of the theater, was playing the lead, who did the role in Rain Hansberry's Raisin in the Sun, played the mother. And she was going to play, I got the juvenile lead in that, and I toured Europe, and my mother and dad didn't go to my graduation because I had to be opening in the play in Vienna, Austria. And we toured all over Europe and even somewhat into the Middle East, because we played in Israel when Israel was just a young country at the time. And I bathed in the River Jordan on my 18th birthday, traveling with James Baldwin and the company and of artists that ended up at the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland, and some representatives of the Beatles manager, saw the play, heard about us, and brought us down to the West End. So I played on the West End in London when I was 18 years old, and then came back to the States and started studying. And eventually Robert Hooks, who was a very, very promising actor from Philadelphia, who joined Douglas Turner Ward and Lonnie Elder III, and they started the Negro Ensemble Company. And I was one of the youngsters. First, he started a thing called the Group Theater Workshop, and I was one of the youngsters who was part of that. And then it turned into the Negro Ensemble Company, and I played with a few plays there. And eventually, I knew that I'd have to get to Los Angeles if I wanted to be in film. But in between that, I did a film called Putney Swope. And by Robert Downey Jr.'s father, Robert Downey Sr., he did that movie, and then I did Shaft. And
with Richard Roundtree?
With Richard Roundtree. And eventually, I did a film called Across 110th Street, and the guy who directed that film directed the pilot for Starsky and Hutch, and so I made my way out to L.A., and I was doing a play with Michael Schultz. We did a play at the Negro Ensemble Company called Dream on Monkey Mountain with Roscoe Lee Brown. And so
he was in Los Angeles,
and then I came back, and I said, you know what, I think I really want to be in Los Angeles. So I moved out and packed up and went west, and then I heard that the director from Across 110th Street was doing a pilot for ABC for Aaron Spelling and Leonard Goldberg called Starsky and Hutch. And he wanted me to play this role of Huggy Bear. And then the rest is history, because I was cast in the film, in the TV pilot called Starsky and Hutch. And I played for 4 years and created a iconic kind of character. One of the many characters that I was able to play through the years, and Huggy Bear.
Absolutely.
was all over the world. I mean, it was syndicated in over 100 countries. So that was,
wow.
That was my journey to Los Angeles.
Well, I have to say, even if you're just looking at Starsky and Hutch, and it had two, African-American co-stars, which even then, was unusual. And I look back, I said, wow, we're really not even hardly there now. And so you're like, we've gone to the other direction. I want to talk to you about all of that. But, I mean, you had such, and the gentleman who I believe he's passed on, and he was in music and so forth, such a great actor as well. It was a very, very, very well done show, obviously. And it's still, I watch it myself here in New York still. From time
to
time.
Gone on. It's had a lot of
shelf life.
And it's been all over, again, syndicating all over the world. And I was doing a play in London, in England, and I had to take a taxi to the theater every night in this small town. And and inevitably, every one of the taxi drivers that took me was a different taxi driver. Never let me pay for the taxi ride because they just wanted to thank me for what I gave them as they were growing up watching Starsky and Hutch, because they had to do their homework and, dip their bath and be, because television was an event in London, in the UK, as well as in the States, when they only had three networks. And so anything that was on television was really a groundbreaking, and certainly Starsky and Hutch had those elements of which made young people wonder and made people intrigued by these characters who cared about each other, and each one was a survivor in its own right, and Huggy Bear was definitely a survivor. He used his ethnic wit and survival skills, because he had to survive in a hostile land of TV, make believe city life. And I was and when I grew up in New York, I had an opportunity to see the Huggy Bears of the world and see some of the characters that I eventually would be end up playing in movies and television. So it was a great training ground for me just growing up in New York in terms of character research and whatnot. And Huggy Bear was very, very dear to my heart.
Well, I want to ask you about the gentleman that you co-starred on this iconic show, Paul Michael Glaser and David Soul. What
and
was it like
my
along
brother,
with Bernie
my
Hamilton,
David,
of course?
Bernie Hamilton, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So what was it like working with these gentlemen? And I believe you've done some things with them, with Michael, Paul Michael Glaser and David Soul since, some appearances and so forth. But what was it like then on this hit show?
Well, we didn't know. You never know that something is we're going to be talking about something 30-something years later. It was just a job, and and I was very, very felt blessed and lucky, and just to be working in the business and to realize that it's about the relationships that we created. We had a friendship and a bond that went beyond what you saw in the on the screen. Just like football players and, teams have relationships that go beyond what you see on Sunday. But and those were the things that were special. Those were two very guys who cared about carrying the weight of the show on their shoulders, because the show was called Starsky and Hutch, and Paul Michael Glaser carried that weight, and they brought their own special brand. They fought the fight every day, and Bernie and I joined them in that struggle for excellence and to be able to portray our characters with dignity. And Huggy Bear was my responsibility to find the dignity of the character. And that was almost all of the characters that I played, again, because I represented the hood a lot in a lot of the roles that I played. So I had to find the spine and the dignity and the grace and the will to survive in these characters that I played, and certainly Huggy Bear was one of those. And it just melded very well because everybody knew their place. I never wanted to aspire to be the star of the show or the usurper or think about it. I just wanted to do the best I could with my lines when the camera pointed at me. and to help serve and to drive the story.
Well, most exactly, and most often that was the most memorable, especially
I've
for me. Oh, you've had some great results. I mean, as you mentioned, Shaft and Car Wash. And my favorite, just me, myself, of course, know you from Starsky and Hutch and all of these wonderful things that you've done. But personally, I loved, I mean, this one scene in your movie career. And speaking of the movies, I'm going to get you sucked up. That scene when you come out of, I believe, the police station or the prison or whatever, after having been, like, locked away or whatever for years, and the style's kind of changed, and you kind of, you know, touch your hat and look around, and then you step down those steps with those fish in your shoes. If I just even think about it, I crack up, I swear to you. I kid you not. It is just the funniest thing in the world to me. So, you know...
In other interviews about how
uh-huh.
I was sitting in front of Eddie Murphy at the premiere of the film, and he said that was the funniest shit that he's ever seen.
Really?
You know? And you know, and that's from a guy who makes his living at doing that. So I took that as an honor, and the character of Fly Guy very well paralleled the character of Lindy. You talked about Car Wash. You know, and that one scene, I say, I'm more man than you'll ever be and more woman than you'll ever get. And that, and then also coming out in those shoes, in the platform shoes, the gold fish in them, and him really believing that he was the thing, and still.
Yes, well, that look that you gave as you, you
looked,
oh, my, yes.
You know,
well, Antonia,
it's so funny that it's really tearful because it's the pathos of it, you know. Sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying, and those are the kind of characters that I really like to play.
Yes, well, it was just hilarious, and I, like I said, not only do I, but so many other folks, the first thing that they mention is that role, so... You know, and you've done a whole lot. And for everybody and each generation, everybody that you've touched, there's a role or two that, you know, just kind of really resonates with us. Well, folks out there, if you've just joined us, you're listening to The Hair Radio Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and it's an honor to have with us today Mr. Antonio Fargas, who is just an extraordinary career. We really don't have to tell you. Just name a few roles or a few movies or a few TV shows. And, of course, you know, the laughter begins or the joy starts. I also have to say, we're going to get into quite a few things, but I also love the role that you did, couple roles. Me personally first, I have to, you know, and then I'll tell you what some of the fans of the Hair Radio Show mentioned. But I also love the role that you did on the Everybody Hates Chris show. I love that. I remember you were the store owner there where Chris worked.
Yeah. I mean,
and you played that role.
Yeah, the tribute that that not only Chris Rock gave me, but people like Martin Lawrence and Will Smith also had me make appearances on their TV shows because they know whose shoulders they stand on. And they were very appreciative of what I did to help them. You know, get
exactly.
to where they were going, and so that's what made that special. And to now be playing grandfathers and fatherly types have gone through a full circle, you know. And also one of the things that was special for me in my journey was playing Angie's father on All My Children.
I was just about to mention that. Yes.
I mean, there were different milestones, and then also with Pam Grier and Foxy Brown. All these characters, you know, just sometimes people ask me, well, what character do you really love the best? And it's very hard for me to do that because all these characters are like my children. They're all my children, and I can't pick one above the other. Each one is a special place in my heart. And, it's been...
Well, speaking of All My Children... that's a perfect segue. As you were just talking about, now I really like the character you played, Angie's dad, on All My Children. And what was that like?
Debbie Morgan.
Yes, Debbie Morgan, and your wife. Now, do you remember the person who played your wife on there, the actress? She was, right, that's right. My goodness. Now, that was a fantastic part for you. It was great for us to watch, but how was it actually on the show,
and you got a chance to interact with everybody? I learned a lot, watching soap opera actors up close, watching the discipline that it took for them to be good on a consistent basis, and to realize
like
that I had a lot to learn, and I was really appreciated the time that I spent because, I mean, not everybody, who does soaps can probably walk into the Broadway stage or change disciplines, but the discipline of doing that, of taking you get a script and then you rehearse it in the morning, and then you block it in the morning, and then you do it live on camera, in the afternoon. That was very, very special. And then also playing with Darnell Williams and Debbie Morgan.
Exactly.
That was at the time of the height of, it was one of the heaviest and best watched storyline times with Angie and Jenny and it was
unusual because it had two leading African Americans and such a entangled love story. You just didn't see it at that time. You barely see it now.
I was a part of keeping that, in that supportive area of being part of that nucleus of that. So it was just another milestone, another honor. Humbling that to be able to be a part of that scenario on All My Children at that particular time. Just after I had done Starsky and Hutch, and I decided to move back east to raise my children, and when I got there, I was cast as Les Baxter on All My Children, and I did that for 2 years, off and on until they decided to kill my character off, which was okay too.
Is that what happened?
I couldn't see doing it for too long because I just had, a hunger to keep doing different things and trying different things and all that.
Wow. Now, so let's talk about the industry for just a moment as well. In terms of then and now, It seems like we're just talking, kind of alluding to the way some of the things were in terms of not having so many African-American characters across the TV, across the TV sets. But when we look at television now, we see a lot of channels, but not necessarily a lot of folks of color. How do you feel about that, or is that how, tell us how, what's your take on it?
I think we've seen more than... I just think that we've gotten a little bit not jazzed or used to it, but as an African American artist, I saw that when I started, there were very few roles for men, and certainly very less roles for women. And as success, and then the more channels and the more opportunities that it became available, but not only was it more opportunities for African Americans, but there was a slot in a TV show, if they were going ethnic, it was filled by an African-American, either male or female. But as progress happened, now you have to share that with the Asian, you have to share it with Hispanic, and you have to share it now with, when I say Asian, it's a many variety. I mean, you have Chinese, and you have Korean, and you have, and now also India, folks from India, but it's so the pie has been divided up. That ethnic slot has been divided up, which also keeps us in a small minority, particularly because the Hispanic one is really, really taking strength because of the buying power of the Hispanic community, and networks and channels also cater to what they feel people want to see. So it's difficult to say. We've made a lot of progress, but there's still a lot more to be done. And people have to realize that we're not just going to be given something. We have to be good at it. You have to you have study. You have to have a respect for the craft and all of that in order to compete, in order to say if you do get an opportunity that you do go and knock it out of the park. I mean, there was a time when the best money makers in the business, were Michael Jackson and, Bill Cosby and almost every discipline, and goes across to sports entertainment as well. We've always had to excel and achieve, even go even further. Now you have Samuel Jackson, you have Denzel Washington, you have a myriad of people that we can say can represent us, and have Will Smith. We have these folks, and still there's room for African American sisters to continually create opportunities where you're not just one and done. How do you get to the next job? We've been more lucky with the males, with African American men, but to have African American consistency, to know that you can inspire a young lady to say, this is something I want to do. It was very hard for me to tell people that, this is something that, or young men, that this is something that you should do, because it was so tough. It's so tough because you never know. Like Andy Warhol said, you might only have 15 minutes of fame. So you might get one hit record and not make it again. You might win American Idol and not meet to get that contract and go on. You might get, Academy Award nomination, and then how do you, what's the next script you're going to do? You're only as good as your last job sometimes. So it's a very, you really have to want this. I think if somebody really, I'm talking to young people out there, if you really want this, hopefully you don't want it to become a star, because you'll be most likely disappointed. Someone's saying, only way I'm going to play the lottery is if I win it. Well, that's more than likely not going to happen. But you have to get the joy in being in the game. The joy is about the trying. It's about the journey, not the destination. So I say enjoy the ride and put your do the footwork and leave the rest up to God. And you see and accept what happens. But if you do the best you can, that's all you can ask.
Well, that is the best advice. And again, folks, if you've just joined us out there, we are just talking with the legendary actor, Mr. Antonio Fargas, and we're thrilled to welcome him to the Hair Radio Show. Again, welcome, Antonio.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I want to talk about your current project. Now, tell me a little bit about this. I did a little bit of research, but tell me about this. Now, it's called The New Jump Blues.
The New Jump Blues. We played at the West Side Jazz Fest. We also played at the Playboy Jazz Festival this last June. And we're looking to, we're a new act. I've always wanted music in my life. I'm not a lyrical singer, so musicals were sort of off the table for me. But I found that I found a voice, and my partner who helped me help create the new Jump Blues found a voice in a way that we could satisfy our musical hunger, and as well as working with two wonderful singers, Ariel Watkins and Adrian Battle. And if you check out YouTube or Amazon, we have an album called The New Jump Blues. There's thenewjumpblues.com, as well as you can go on YouTube and see some of the videos of the performances that we've done. And I'm excited about the excitement that we create when we're on stage, because we look at each song as a play in itself, and then we string together a set that's dynamic, that has versatility, has fun, and has a slamming band that backs us up, the New Jump Blues Band, and some accomplished, very, very accomplished musicians who work all the time in Los Angeles, who are our group, and we're just looking forward to expressing ourselves and expressing the joy that we feel when we're on stage. And again, we have an album that's available on iTunes, and it's called The New Jump Blues. And we're just excited I'm excited about, you know, being my character in The New Jump Blues is called Daddy Fargus. Daddy Fargus. And I'm sort of like, some folks probably wouldn't know her, a singer named Louis Prima. It was Louis Prima and Keeley Smith. It was a jazzy New Jump Blues guy, and there was a guy named Louis Jordan. But more contemporary people will understand that my character is a little bit like Ike Turner in the background, and then, or like Flavor Flav, who's up front, who's just having fun. I don't carry the lyrical content of the band, but I do background vocals. I do a couple of leads on some songs, but the main thing is that Daddy Fargus is the driving force behind the New Jump Blues and makes it happen, and my two wonderful singers deliver that like no other.
Now, how did this project, developing or working in the music aspect differ from all of the film and television work that you've done in the past?
Well, really, there's no difference. You know, I always said that I love singers because each song that someone sings is like doing a play in itself, because you're telling a story. And so I think acting lends itself to storytelling, whether it's lyrically with musical notes or just words. There's a rhythm that goes with it. So that's why I'm more of a poet, you could almost say, in a sense, the early rap was built on what we do. It's just a matter of talking with style and with
that flair.
With flavor and flair. And so it just was the right timing for me. I mean, after 30, 40, 50-something years to find a way that I could express myself and be on the stage and be looking out at plays at venues like the Hollywood Bowl and Playboy Jazz Festival and the dates that we've had already, and just to see people, you know, because music always been a part of my life. I mean, it's a part of every character that I play. There's a character, you know, I don't care if it's Fly Guy or Les Baxter or Lindy and Car Wash, there's a music that goes around. I have my own score that goes on in my head when I play these characters. It's also a color. Each character has a color. It has a music. It has a spiritual spine. All of those things combined is what's inside of every character. So, you know, playing the role of Daddy Fargus in the New Jump Blues has been, I'll just say it's a whole lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. And you have some great folks, like you were just naming, Adrian Battle and Ariel Watkins. You mentioned those names earlier. So those are folks who are also in this wonderful, wonderful show. We can tell everybody, you said to go to the New Jump Blues. Was it thenewjumpblues.com to read about it and find out some other performances and so forth?
Yeah, we're also on Facebook with New Jump Blues, again, and thenewjumpblues.com. And then, you know, we also, the album can be heard on iTunes, and I guess that's also available through Amazon as well. But we're out there. We're out there. I'm proud of it and ready, getting ready to create new music. It's another music project that the New Jump Blues is going to be involved in. It's a little bit too soon to talk about, but as soon as that gets...
Will you let us know?
I certainly will.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you, what else, what are you planning to do next, like in a way of TV and film? Are you returning to the...
Right now, I'm currently... Well, you know, I had a lot of fun that new show with Well, anyway, I forget that. But, I mean, I've been doing guest appearances on TV shows and
mm-hmm.
over the years. And I right now I'm currently shooting a film called Beyond Skyline. It's a sci-fi movie. We shot
mm-hmm.
some in Indonesia, and then we'll be completing our shooting in Los Angeles in February. And it'll probably take about a year before it hits the screens, because sometimes that's what it takes to get the film process and getting it done and getting it marketed and all of that. So look for Beyond Skyline in a year. And then I'm also teaching young people in the summertime. I work here in Las Vegas, my new hometown, and I work as a mentor and acting instructor and artistic director of the West Las Vegas Arts Center, and that's very rewarding. And also, there's so many singers here in Las Vegas that I'm also interested in. There's a project I'm working on about the life of Carmen McRae, which
mm-hmm.
is a whole other side thing, and I'm more of directing that project and mentoring that project along with a fantastic singer who's the daughter of Carmen McRae. I won't say anything
really?
More about that. Yes.
All right. Well, we've definitely got to hear more about that. Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, listen. This sounds just fantastic, and we're just excited to, like I said, to have you part of what we're doing here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and just to just support you in every which way we can. We're going to have folks to definitely look you up about the new Jump Blues and look out for some of your upcoming projects. And Antonio, just any advice that you could kind of like pass along? You mentioned about mentoring. What's advice that you share with them that you could share with us this morning that you tell these folks out there in terms of, you know, starting or embarking their career in show business?
Well, I think my main thing is to take chances. And I remember when there wasn't anybody. There are some people, I can't say I didn't have any help or anything like that, but again, it's just being aware of the shoulders that you stand on and
uh-huh.
realizing, you know, that it's important for you in your work to do the same kinds of things of reaching out and help someone. Reach one, teach one. That's my...
I like that.
And that was given to me by some people that I respect, and because there's nothing really new. I mean, I'm a creation of everything that I've been given, and so and when I give back, I try to. That's the symbol that I would like to leave people with, and to do this and to love life, you know, to love what you have, and you know, and don't be afraid to dream, but you have to do the work, you know. You have to do the work. It's a process. Life is a process, and to pay homage to the Creator who gave you the gift and the will to dream. So that's it.
Well, on that note, I think you've said it all, Antonio Fargas. I want to thank you again for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we just want you to have continued success. Keep bringing us those iconic characters. We love them, and we wish you all the best. Okay? Thank you again.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ShareWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Stroll down the runway, another payday, cover of magazine. And when they see me, they wanna be me. I am a fantasy.
Cover girl, put some bass in your walk. Head to toe, let your whole body talk.
Cover girl, put the bass in your walk. Head to toe, let your whole body talk.
2022. It's our show number 696. I got to let that sink in a little bit. Show number 696 as we march towards show number 700, and we will arrive on Tuesday. So Tuesday morning. Next Tuesday, I should say, 1 week from today. Let me be very clear. That's on Tuesday, April 19th. We will be celebrating our 700th live three-hour broadcast of this, the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And again, it's not a career cumulative amount. That's just from the live morning edition that we launched in 2015. So we're real excited about that. Lots of surprises. We've been working on it. It's going to be spectacular. You don't want to miss it. Exactly 1 week from today, from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, if you're out in Central Time Zone, it's 5 to 8. Lots of things to get to this morning if you have just joined us. Well, you've missed Ahava Felicidad out of New Jersey, an incredible natural hairstylist out of Montclair, New Jersey. And also, we kind of led on in with Antonio Fargas. You guys remember him, the original Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch and so many other things, some of my favorite movies, as you guys heard. Real excited stuff. So very happy. And again, Maggie Anderson, you heard her clip Lots of wonderful things happening today. Let me just kind of bring in some a wonderful gentleman who has been kind of helping. I call him the OAC. He really is. He's our on-air contributor. You guys have gotten to know him as Otto. Otto Automatic. Good morning, Otto.
Good morning, Curry Hines. How are you?
All right. You're doing great. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's our Tuesday edition, show number 696. Don't know if you heard that, but yes, we're moving along.
Moving along, 700 live shows. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. I have to say, it's an incredible milestone to hit for us, folks, and I always have to tell them, it's not, don't get it confused, it's not my entire 27-year, 27-year amount. It's really just in the last, 7 years of the new morning show. So, you know, just want to remind folks, we've been working hard here. In the last year, we've done about 150 shows in the last 12 months, so we've been working. And it's great to have you on board now, Otto. So, you know, we've been getting to know you a little bit. We know that you're a commercial painter by trade, and so much that you started your own business. You're an entrepreneur, and it fits right in with our messaging of the morning show and all of our platforms. So we're happy to have you. You've been doing great. So
I love being here. So, thank you.
You got it. So, Otto, what... Now, you know, for folks that's just joining us, just tuning in, we are live for call-in and listening Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning from 6 to 9 Eastern Time, 5 to 8 Central for you guys. Now, please bear in mind that on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we're not live from 6 to 9. However, we are broadcasting on our streaming network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the time. So please visit that network and catch a whole bunch of recent shows, things you've missed, special interviews, special content that's made just for our streaming channel. So we'll talk a little bit more about that and what's happening over there a little later on this morning. So did you have a, you know, so I was leading to this, Otto, our weekend is really Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, if you will. And we come back fresh each Tuesday with a brand new live episode. So did you have a good weekend, if you will?
Yes, I did, Curry. I focused on my painting business. Being out there giving customer service, you have to schedule.
We've got to talk about that, Otto. We've got to talk about that. That's one of the reasons why I wanted you to join us on air. You know, when it comes to customer service. So we're going to talk about some tips today throughout the show a little bit. We'll work on that. And, you know, so I want to hear a little bit more about your business. But first, we're going to take care of some of the hair radio talk this morning, right here, right now. And throughout the show, we'll check in with you on some of the aspects of running a business, like kind of like our hairpreneurs talk that you've heard. First, before we get into that, though, did you hear any of what did you hear this morning? I just wanted to check in with you on some of the things that were played.
Well, I just have to say, wow, Huggy Bear, that was an amazing interview. This gentleman has traveled the gauntlet of the industry. I never realized you know, he had done so much in big screen TV. Wow, what a! I'd love to start being Hutch and Huggy Bear. So I was really tuned in, and you did
your era. That's definitely yes, and kind of my era too, and the folks out there. But he's done so much, which has spanned generations. So he has
what
really
a career
spanned generations. Yeah, what a career. So Antonio Fargas, we're talking about, who I grew up watching on the soaps. He was on All My Children, you know, as Angie's dad. I loved him because he played such an attorney and a prominent, upstanding man with high principles. And it was just something that you didn't see a whole bunch of, so on television, on network TV. So it was great, especially daytime. So it was wonderful, and that was a big arc between Jesse and Angie for Black America to see that on a soap. So he was a part of that. And then some great movies. He played the I'm Gonna Get You Stuck Up is my favorite movie of all time. And to see that man come out of the prison with fish tank shoes, I have never in my life laughed so hard. I still laugh about it. Like I was saying, it is just, it's really hilarious. And as he said, Eddie Murphy says that's his, because it's such a funny scene. So Eddie Murphy even says that's his funniest, you know, clip or movie part ever. And I agree, wholeheartedly. So we love him.
Right.
He's great. And he's doing a lot of stuff still in the New York area. He's still going strong. So we salute him this morning. And I'm lucky to have him on the show as my guest. He mentioned about the Amsterdam newspaper. This is what's so funny. If you remember in his story, he was telling when he was a young kid, getting into acting and all of that, and he looked at, I think he or his mom looked in the Amsterdam newspaper. Well, folks, scan ahead. I myself have it appeared. They did a whole article on me in the Amsterdam newspaper. So it's out there online. You can Google it. Kerry Hines in Amsterdam, it'll pop up. So a lot of wonderful things. Yeah, so we've done our stuff. We've done our stuff. Listen, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the other things that are coming up, and I want to get to that a little bit today as well. First of all, it's Tuesday, and I don't know if you know what happens on Tuesday about 8:30, Otto. Any idea?
Oh, Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins.
That's right, Vet Talk Radio Show. And today, I believe they're up to episode, I think it's number 31. I'm going to say 31. They've done so many episodes. You know what? Why don't we check in with the incredible, omnipresent Michael Hopkins himself is here with us live, coming to the line. Michael Hopkins is out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. So, Otto, I'm going to leave you in with us. Michael Hopkins, good morning. We are with you. You've got me, Kerry Hines, and Otto. But I hear you. Are you running around there in Spotsylvania, Michael? What's going on? You're live on the air with all the fans. How are you doing today?
Just great. Just great.
I kind of surprised you today.
Yes, you did.
You're on with Otto. Otto, say good morning, of course.
Good morning,
hey, good morning, Otto. My brother from New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah,
I
definitely want to come up there to New Jersey and share a steak with you, like in Hoagie.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Come on up, Michael.
Yeah, you know, folks who are not from our area, Philadelphia area, even though, Otto, you're at the southern part of New Jersey, so outside of Philly. But and I grew up in Philadelphia. Michael's from Philly as well. And so so Philadelphia is known. And when I tell you known, I'm missing one right now. And that's a Philadelphia cheesesteak. I love them. I'm also missing a hoagie. And so those are just the amazing sandwiches. You can Google them. They are incredible. I live in New York, but they do not make those sandwiches like they do there. So you can only get that kind of taste and flavor from Philadelphia in my book. So I'm loving it. Don't you miss that down in Spotsylvania, Virginia, Michael?
Oh, yes, sir. I miss it, and triple miss it.
Yes, I can echo that sentiment here in Brooklyn. I really can, believe me. So, Otto, so where you are, Otto, you are outside of Philadelphia. They must serve a lot of that down in your neck of the woods.
Oh, absolutely. You get cheesesteaks, the hoagies. It's all, they say it's in the rolls, in the bread. And
yes, exactly.
So. Yeah,
and that's different than, I was just going to say, that's different than up here, you know, in New York. We don't, it's the role. I think the secret is in those roles. And so I love it. you guys, you take it for granted, Otto. Like, oh, it's no big deal. We get that on every corner. Well, not here. So trust me, you have something very special down there. So listen, yes. Michael Hopkins, I have to turn back to you, sir. As I said on your intro for this morning, you're visiting us a little bit, getting us all set for 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 Central, and it's time for Vet Talk Radio Show. So what's going on today? Today is your show number 31, I believe. That's just amazing.
Yes, it is. It's simply, yes, that's the word for it. It's simply amazing, Carrie Hines.
Wow. Well, what can you tell us on today's show? What can we expect?
Oh, today's show is going to be really fantastic because we're going to be delving into a lot of hidden benefits that us as veterans have. And it's really going to be eye-opening to a lot of vets and a lot of our civilian friends.
Wow. I'm loving that. So that's incredible. So so what you're saying is that there are some in terms of filing claims and getting benefits, there are some, quite a few, that the vets may not be aware. We're talking about the veterans, may not be aware. So they're kind of like hidden somehow. Wow, well, I can't wait. You've got a few for us,
right.
I'm sure. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Well,
there are a lot of hidden gems, Carrie. A lot of hidden gems. Some
well,
of them are in plain sight.
Do you have one you can drop, Michael Hopkins, or do we have to wait
right.
until 8:30?
Oh, I have a great one, Carrie.
Okay.
A lot of vets
we've
don't
got
know.
We've got one with it, so we'll weigh in on it, Michael Hopkins. What can you tell us?
Oh, okay. Here's a good hidden gem. You know, a lot of vets don't know that they may be eligible to get a Stairmaster put in their house to help them go up and down the stairs if they have a multi-level house.
Yes, I remember the Stairmaster. It kind of climbs up, right? It goes up along the steps.
Right, like an elevator almost. We see them on TV all the time. And they're very costly. And the VA, that the health care system of the VA, if you're qualified, they will grant you one of those devices. They'll get it put into your house for the low price of F-R-E-E.
Wow, for free. Did you guys hear that? So listen, Michael, let me just make sure everybody is aware of our Vet Talk Radio show. Your show is for everybody. The information that you gather, most folks either have been in the military or know someone who's been in the military. So this is great for you to be able to listen and share that knowledge with everybody. And I love that. I love that your focus is to do just what you're doing. When I first heard that you were going to talk about the Stairmaster, I kind of got it confused. Because I remember this actress, her name was Suzanne Somers, and I said, hold it, didn't she have that? No, hers was called the Thighmaster. I think that
yes,
was a little
it
bit
was.
Different.
Yes, it was. It was the Thighmaster.
Stairmaster, folks. So, you know, just thought I'd throw that in for good measure this morning. Michael Hopkins, I look forward to connecting and hearing what's going on and what's new over at Vet Talk. We can't wait to see you in about an hour coming up right here on our wonderful network. Then I also have some other things I want to quickly toss out with regards to the Vet Talk Radio show. So listen, coming up right after this live show, so you know how we air the Hair Radio Morning Show until 9 o'clock, but at 8:30, Vet Talk Radio Show takes over for 30 minutes, which is just awesome. Then at 9 o'clock, I'm so happy to announce this because today we attempted to do this last week. We had a few things didn't quite work out the way we planned. So we're going to let the folks know this morning when Vet Talk pops on. But, yeah, I'm so happy because at 9 o'clock this morning, and not just this morning, but every Tuesday morning from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock, we are going to air, I call it Everything Vet Talk. So it's Everything Vet Talk
over on our streaming network. So there'll be recent broadcasts, there'll be special interviews, all kinds of things that are playing over there. So a lot of content, believe it or not. You guys have done a lot in 30-something shows, so we're real excited. So so what happens is at 9 o'clock, you want to switch over to go to our website at www.hairadio.com, hit the play button, and you will be automatically connected to the Vet Talk special today from 9 a.m. Eastern to 11 o'clock, 9 to 11. That's 8 to 10 if you're in the central time zone. And that's not just this morning. It's already set up, so you will be hearing this every Tuesday. So I'm so excited. And what do you think about that, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm loving that because that's going to give the veterans a chance to go back and listen to a lot of our shows because, as I always tell you, we have a lot of vets out there that they're constantly calling us and asking questions, and this is going to help them. And I thank you for that, Kerry Hines.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Michael. It really is. And along that note, I've been able to add in, so when folks are tuned in, you have incredible angels, better known as Nicole, Noor, and Katrina, who are just doing a wonderful job producing your shows as well. And so I wanted to say that there's a big new broadcast that's coming to our airwaves. It's going to be on our streaming channel over at hairradio.com, at hairadio.com. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, hopefully on today's Vet Talk Radio show. We'll get the angels and see what they think about that. Also, in there playing somewhere, we finally have the Angels interviews ready for broadcast. So today, over at the streaming channel, I think that should pop up today. So at 9 o'clock, you don't want to miss it. I think we have Katrina, Noor, and Nicole's interviews already on tap and in queue. So just we're going to keep our fingers crossed and hope that wonderful digital channel is going to behave today. So listen, Michael Hopkins, great pleasure to have you with us. Aren't you excited about all this?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear the Angels interview myself.
You guys have not heard it. You really, we've done this purposely, Michael. You have not heard each other's interviews. So this is going to be really, I think, interesting. You're going to hear some things. So that should pop up first. So we're going to take, you know, it'll definitely be Vet Talk. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. You'll have to tune in and take a listen. So that's over at our streaming network starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time Zone this morning. Go to hairradio.com. Michael Hopkins, I look forward to the show at 8:30. I'm going to let you go, get back to all that you were doing. And Otto, what do you think about that?
I enjoy Michael. I think his advocacy for the vets is amazing. And a note I noticed the other day, he said there was 832 claims available for the vets through the CFR.
Yeah. Wow.
And I think that's amazing that you would think that many, you know, opportunities are there to, you know, for your service in the country. And I'd like to thank Michael again for his service and all he does for the vets. Thank you, Michael. And the Angels.
Oh, thank you, Otto. Man, appreciate that.
Absolutely, yeah, Michael.
And I echo that. Yes, on behalf of all of us at Hair Radio, great job. And I'll be on with you for a little bit this morning, and I look forward to seeing the Angels and communicating with them and all of your fans. They're always terrific. So don't forget to let them all know that 9 a.m. already set up at hairadio.com. It's a whole bunch going on over there. So can't wait. All right, Michael, thank you so much for kind of getting up a tad bit earlier this morning and being with us. And we're going to see you back here at about 8:30 this morning. I think it's time for us to get a little music break on. And we'll be right back. So we're going to have you guys to kind of stay with us. Here's Diana Ross. You know, I love the old stuff. Here's Diana Ross and Work that body. So stay up. Get it up, folks.
Thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show,
for complete details.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and we have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Dr. Praneet James, and Dr. James, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you, Kerry, for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, you are a trichologist. Why don't you start, tell our listeners out there, what exactly is a trichologist?
Well, Kerry, that's a great question. Trichologist is someone who has studied the science of hair. So I work very closely with clients that are suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get the hair to a healthy state.
Okay. Well, we're gonna really go in that, kind of talk about that a little bit more in just a few minutes. We have a lot of folks out there who are experiencing what appears to be like hair loss or experiencing mm-hmm. hair loss. We might as well just say it. And I think that we'll be able to kind of shed some light on some things and kind of be able to point them in the right direction in terms of
Absolutely.
Seeking treatment or seeking help. Now, listen, in full disclosure, Dr. James, I have to say to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Show and those who've already purchased How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, you are featured in this great book, so by yours truly. So I want to thank you for that and just point it out to everybody that in addition to this wonderful opportunity we have to talk to you today, that they can always pick up the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book because you bring the hair talk and they can read it word for word in this book. So I just wanted to mention that, get that out of the way a bit. Now, Dr. James, you were just telling us in terms of what trichology is. Let's just go back a little bit. Tell the folks where you're from and where you operate from.
I am originally from Norfolk, Virginia. I currently stay about 30 minutes away from Norfolk in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I also operate my salon, natural hair salon and clinic, which is known as Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic.
All right. Well, we're going to be checking back with you on that throughout the broadcast. I'm going to remind all the folks out there, keep reminding everybody about this wonderful place that you have so when they're in the area, they can check it out. Now, let us delve into this wonderful world of trichology. You see a lot of folks who have, in their opinion, experienced hair loss. But let's flip it. What do you think, what is the most common type of issue that you treat there in your shop in the way of hair loss?
That's a great question, Kerry. There are so many different variations of different conditions that I treat. For the most part, I find that a lot of women are coming into the clinic with traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is just one of the different variations of alopecia. There are so many. But what traction alopecia is when the client has or the actual stylist who rendered the service has caused trauma to the hair follicle. And in some instances, it can be reversed if it's caught, you know, early enough or, they're seeing the early signs. However, if they wait too long, then the follicles can become dormant, whereas, you know, it's not reversible. So that is the main... that's the number one. And then, you know, I'm seeing androgenetic alopecia, where it's, you know, it's from genetics. It's, in, you know, hereditary. And then I'm seeing a lot of seborrheic dermatitis, wherein that can also lead, you know, to hair loss or thinning around the hairline if it's not treated. So, again, there's so many different variations, but pretty much those are the number one types that I'm seeing.
Okay, well, in talking about it a bit, especially the traction alopecia, is that the one that's identified most with, like, the tight braids and the pulling from the scalp for the tight ponytail type things? Tell us a little bit. What are some of the that in your experience, some of the common styles that seem to contribute to traction alopecia or could lead to it?
The type of styling that could lead to traction alopecia, of course, is the weaving, the tight braids, chemical damage, you know, overprocessing of chemical relaxers, which can also cause scarring alopecia, wherein, you know, in most instances, the hair will not grow back. But for the most part, it's the tight braids, glue, which is definitely a no-no. I wouldn't advise anyone to do the glue-ins, even with the so-called protective methods or taking precautionary measures, you still can cause, you know, damage to the follicle itself.
Mm.
So those are pretty much the contributing factors.
Okay. Now, I've heard a lot of folks say that they feel like it that there's nothing they can do. You know, and I'm understanding that there are some treatments. You yourself just mentioned that if, in some cases, if it's caught early, it can possibly be reversed. What can someone do? What are the steps they should take in terms of first identifying this, and then what possibly could they do to minimize this or to reverse this, if you will?
They need to see a trichologist right away when they're experiencing the early signs. Like, say, for instance, they're experiencing excessive hair breakage or they had a chemical service rendered and they, you know, a bald spot occurs, or they're undergoing a tremendous amount of stress, which can also lead to alopecia areata, which I didn't tap or touch on.
Right.
Alopecia areata can be caused by traumatic or chronic stress. Traumatic, of course, is something that happens unexpected, death in the family, loss of job, et cetera. That can contribute to traumatic stress, which, of course, can cause alopecia areata, wherein they may experience one mosaic circular spot in the head. If it goes untreated, then, of course, it spreads, you know, over the head, and it can go into alopecia totalis, where they lose all of the hair and eyebrows, et cetera. And then if it goes untreated, then it can actually go into alopecia universalis, wherein they lose all body hair. Of course, that is an autoimmune type issue,
right.
which, of course, can be targeted with health as well.
Now, the areata, isn't that the one that can possibly, you know, your hair can start to grow back after, you know, maybe the stress is, you know, alleviated in some way? Is that possible?
Absolutely. Yes. It normally takes about 3 to 6 months. You know, if the hair is going to grow back, that's the norm, anywhere between 3 to 6 months with treatments. A major. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening to you. Go right ahead.
No, I was just saying that is definitely another major issue that comes into the clinic, the alopecia areata.
Wow. Now, in your clinic, do you treat majority women or men, or is it about even? Do you find that these types of issues are about even?
I would say men are about 20 years ahead in the hair loss industry, whether, you know, they're receiving hair replacement treatments, et cetera. But a lot of women are coming out more so now than ever before. But to answer your question, Carrie, I treat approximately about 70% women and 30% men or males.
But tell us a
males
bit
are very
about
secretive. Mm-hmm. Males are very secretive. You know, they're not like us women, wherein we, you know, we like to talk about it in a group, et cetera. They, you know, the males, they like to be very, this is a very private issue for them, and they don't really have a support group like the women, you know, do. But for the most part, like I said, I do treat both.
Okay, because I kind of can understand what you mean, because if I could just get away, throw a wig on, and nobody would know it's a wig, I'm out the door, I'm stepping on. And that's kind of how I, you know. So in terms of treatment, yeah, and you know, being a guy, I guess, you know, that's very possible where we would look at it differently. But I do want to ask about that. You said that, you know, with the men were 20 years ahead.
What exactly did you mean by that? I'm not sure if I was clear on that.
Well, with the males, you know, with the hair replacement, like hair club for men and women, you know, et cetera, they actually, you know, took part in the hair replacement units prior to the women. They do like the toupees and the, you know, the hair.
Right.
Of course, they've got a little bit more modern today, but they were actually the ones that started, you know, wearing the hair replacement units or pieces, which is something also that I offer to as a solution to take care of my patients or clients that are suffering from hair loss, to take care of their appearance while they're in the midst of treatment.
Okay. Do they still call it like the prosthesis items
cranial
and all
prosthesis.
Of that?
Yes. Yes, cranial prosthesis or prosthetics, yes.
Okay, wow. This is a vast subject. First of all, folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and today's guest is renowned trichologist, Dr. Pranique James. And I'm so excited to have her with us. And you've been a longtime supporter of the Hair Radio Show, as we pointed out earlier. And we're just very excited to have you with us. And you are the go-to person. You are the go-to trichologist. And just a wonderful stylist. Now, you're a natural hair stylist. So you run the whole gamut. Tell our listeners some of the other things that you do at your salon, some of the other services, I should say.
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, of course, I am the trichologist, but also I am the I'm an all natural focused stylist, meaning that we do not render chemicals within the salon, with the exception of color. But as for relaxers or permanent waving, et cetera, we do not render those type of services. However, whether the client is wanting to wear the hair kinky, coily, or smooth, frizz-free, flowing hair, we are able to achieve those options with chemical-free solutions. So we do provide alternatives to our clients to, of course, maintain the optimal health of the hair.
Okay. And speaking of optimal health of the hair, do you find that a lot of the clients nowadays are coming in with their whole attitude is about what can they do to keep their hair healthy or to get their hair healthy, and then what steps they need to do to keep their hair healthy? And maybe seeing you as that great first step, but what have you noticed at the salon?
Absolutely. A lot of the consumers are coming in, especially naturalists. They're coming in. They're wanting to know what products they can use on their hair, what supplements they can take to maintain healthy hair, et cetera. My approach is a multi-therapy approach. I work inside out. So healthy hair starts within and it works its way out. So a lot of times clients that are coming in have a lot of nutritional deficiencies, which, of course, reflect in the hair. So let's say, for instance, someone comes in, they have an issue in their, you know, of course, our body, we have 10 different body systems. So a lot of times the women that are coming in, their issues are with their glandular system. That's the system that houses our adrenal glands. Right. That's the system that helps us to deal with stress, menopausal issues, thyroid issues. All of that stems from that particular body system. So, again, back to health, a lot of times it's just a matter of being placed on a customized regimen in order to, you know, achieve the optimum health of the hair. Then, of course, the products, using the correct products in the hair. A lot of times they're using this product, they're using that, and they're actually product junkies. At my salon, I require, before any services are rendered, I do require a consultation to be rendered. It's not a 10-minute or 5-minute consultation. It's actually 45 minutes to an hour where I meet one-on-one with the potential consumer that comes in. I meet with them one-on-one. We address the goals that they desire for their hair. And this is just a more so a basic consultation targeting healthy hair and natural hair. So we discuss their goals that they desire for their hair. Then I conduct a basic hair and scalp analysis to determine how those goals will be achieved. Then I identify their curl type, which is very important in determining what products will work best on their hair to enhance their curl pattern. So, again, they're not becoming a product junkie or, of course, we can better suit their needs. Then we address the various styling options only based upon the condition of their hair, the looks they're opting for, and I also go over an at-home maintenance regimen to follow. So a lot of times, you know, whether the client wants to be salon dependent or they want to take care of their hair at home, my number one goal is to make sure that they understand how to maintain the health of the hair. So if I have someone come, you know, a naturalista that comes in where they just want to know what type of products to use in their hair, I don't just sell them the products. I make sure that we do a tutorial. They know step one, step two, step three. I write them out a customized prescription on how to use the products. A lot of times, you know, you have to mix parts, et cetera, and the regimen is specifically designed for the individual. There is no one particular treatment or product that's going to work 100% across the board for each client. So that's why I recommend the consultation. So therefore, everybody's on the same page, and we're moving in, you know, in the right direction.
What you say about the products, I mean, that just seems to be key. When we look at television, we are, you know, constantly seeing so many different new items on the market to treat hair loss. What's your take on it? And why do we see so much and nothing seems to really be effective in terms of what we see on TV?
Of course, you know, every time you turn around, like you said, you're seeing this product come out, this product, et cetera. Again, back to knowing exactly what the issues are, we're pretty much determine what is needed for that particular individual. Like I said, there is no one-size-fits-all.
No, there isn't.
I highly recommend, you know, them coming in if they're not in my area, if they're having hair loss issues, et cetera, they need to seek a trichologist. So therefore, they know exactly what the issue is versus treating the symptom. They can get to the source of what's going on. Because if they don't target this, what's going on, the actual problem itself at hand, then they're going to spin their wheels. If this product doesn't work, let me try this. Somebody said this is working and nothing is working. So they're wasting their money and their time versus just, you know, going to seek professional consultation, and again, determining what's going to work best for them as an individual.
Wow. Well, folks, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I want to take a moment to just thank Dr. Praneet James for being with us today. Dr. James, again, welcome to Hair Radio, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Kerry. I'm really enjoying myself talking about what I love.
Well,
I can actually
so
go
thrilled.
On and on and on. I don't think you have enough time
well,
for me
okay.
today.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We've got 3 full hours here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, wow.
And if you need more, we'll look into that.
Okay.
Speaking of which, actually, you bring up a very good point, because even following this interview today, folks can still read a whole lot more of what you have to say about hair care in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. So I'm very excited because you were kind enough to make a contribution to us and in the way of some wonderful hair ideas and some, you know, hair loss prevention ideas and so forth. And we really, really appreciate that. In fact, you mentioned something, and maybe you can help us to get to understand this, those of us who are novices and we're not stylists, but what exactly in terms of not identifying the curl pattern, but the classification, the 4C, the this, the that, what does that mean? You know what
okay.
I mean in terms of, yeah, different classes. Is there a way that you can explain that so we at least have some kind of idea and we can take it from there?
Oh, absolutely. For the most part, the curl classifications or curl types, again, are determined, well, the products that you use in your hair are determined by your curl type or your curl classification, and also how much heat is used on the hair, et cetera. You'll find that your looser curl pattern or wavy patterns will fall below the 3 or the earlier 3, 2, and 1 curl types. You'll find that your tighter curl types will be in the 4 category. You have your 4A, which is more so prone to frizz. That's more of a coily, curly type curl pattern. And then, of course, you have your 4B, and then, of course, your 4C, which will be more your zigzag, which is the tightest on the charting. So, again, knowing your curl type will definitely take a lot of guesswork out of what products work best on your hair, what shampoos and conditioners, styling aids, all of that. And speaking of shampoos and conditioners, let me kind of tap on that as well.
Sure.
I find that I travel all over the country and do the different natural hair shows, and a lot of times I'm finding that the naturalistas, they're quick to pick up the styling product but forget all about the foundation, all right? The foundation definitely has to be addressed properly prior to coming in with styling aids. Of course, that has a lot to deal with your porosity and your elasticity, and just to kind of tap on that, that means a lot as well when you're determining what products work in your hair, what you need to use for your hair, et cetera. The porosity is the ability for the hair to hold absorb moisture or product. And then, of course, the elasticity is the ability for the hair to stretch and return to its natural state without popping or shedding. So it's good to actually have those two tests rendered as well before you actually determine what products will work best in your hair. And that should be something addressed in a consultation when you go visit your local stylist, or you're considering going natural, or you're completely natural. Now back to the foundational products. Your foundational products should always consist of a clarifying shampoo. I hear a lot about co-washing, and I'll get to that in a moment.
Right, yes.
You should always have a clarifying shampoo, and I think the fear with a lot of the consumers that are natural, they don't want to properly cleanse their hair or completely submerge their hair in shampoo because they are afraid of the hair drying out or becoming really
right.
tangly, et cetera. But if you have the proper balance regimen, meaning that your hair, once you finish styling your hair or applying your styling products, your hair should be at a pH balance of 4.5 to 5.5. The scale runs from 1 to 15, and each product that you apply to your hair has a certain pH level. If you don't know it, know what the pH of each product you're using in your hair and how to determine that. You're going to be spinning your wheels. So back to your shampoo, you should always come in with a clarifying shampoo first. Clarifying shampoos will come in and remove any and everything that has deposited onto the hair shaft, oils, dirt, debris, minerals, some sweat. That deposit on the shaft make the hair very dry and brittle. Medications, if they, you know, go swimming, it takes everything out. And then your second shampoo should be determined upon your finished look. So if they're wanting to wear their hair curly or coily, they should be using a moisturizing shampoo that's geared towards texture. If they're wanting to smooth their hair, do a steam press or a silk press, then they need to be using a smoothing shampoo that's also a moisturizing shampoo designed for smoothing the hair, because those type of shampoos contain kyanic polymers. Kyanic polymers is a smoothing complex that prepares the hair for heat. It actually smooths the cuticle layer, so it makes the hair, it makes it more easier for the stylist or the consumer to actually go in with heat and smooth the hair. If they're using a shampoo that's geared towards curly, they're going to find that their silk press is not going to last as long. It's going to be a little bit more challenging to go in and smooth the hair. And then, of course, it doesn't have the heat protectants or the humidity blockers built in. And then they should be rotating their conditioning regimen. The hair is just like the body, so if they constantly use the same conditioners, eventually the hair will not respond. And this is just general. And once you build that foundation coming in with the proper shampoo and conditioning regimen, now, of course, your shampoos and conditioners should be sulfate-free. A lot of times, that's general. However, if they're experiencing any type of hair or scalp disorders, dry scalp, silverhead dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis, they shouldn't be using any shampoos that contain SLS, which is sodium lauryl sulfate. And you'll find that a lot of the shampoos that state they're sulfate-free, they'll still have the SLS built in, which is very mild. A milder form of sulfate. And what sulfate is, it's just like you use a dish detergent in your hair. Sulfate
That's
actually
right.
goes in and it strips the hair, makes the hair very dry. But as for the conditioners, again, rotating the conditioners, they should be using a protein and moisturizing treatment. However, too much protein can snap the hair, too little can as well, so they do want to make sure that both contents are properly balanced. And any other specifics that they may need, if they're suffering from hair loss, then, of course, there are treatment shampoos that are on the market that will cater to the hair loss. If their hair is very dry or porous, et cetera. Go ahead, Carrie. I'm sorry.
And no, I just wanted to jump in. No, I love this. I wanted to just say it seems to me that a lot of this would there's no way that just a person on the street would kind of know these things. So how do they find a trichologist? I mean, is it does every hairstylist know all of this? Or do you work with their stylist? What's the role of the trichologist in terms of how do you connect with the person? How does the person connect with you? How do they find you? And then what would you suggest that they do to even connect with a trichologist to begin with? Because it seems to me they need to work with, that they have to, it's an education process as well, it sounds like to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's tons of education is ongoing. You know, the industry is constantly changing, just like just with hair in general, it constantly changes. But my advice for someone that is looking to become a trichologist, I would
looking to connect with one. I mean, I'm
okay,
right.
I'm
choose
sorry.
One
I misunderstood your question.
That's
okay. Okay, internet searching, like in my area, if they type in trichologist, I pop up. I'm the only trichologist within, the Hampton Roads area. The closest near me is in the DMV, which is in your northern Virginia area. Trichologists are very rare. I am creating a program where I'm working with stylists or cosmetologists, providing them with a referral fee. For referring to clients that are suffering from hair loss, and then I can write out a prescription on, what they need to do if they, when they return back to their stylist on, what products their stylist need to use, et cetera, or they may come, they may come once a month to me and still continue their service with their stylist, et cetera.
So it's like a team approach.
Oh, absolutely. It has to be a team approach. Once they come and have treatments done, they don't want to return to what they were previously doing because they're just, defeating the purpose. But like I said, for the most part, is a, an inner issue working inside out. So for the most part, if they are placed on the proper regimen health-wise as for, nutritional supplements, then, of course, that will help, the outer. So that's pretty much what, the steps we take. And then, of course, we treat topically and we come in with electrotherapy treatments. All of that is inclusive in, coming to a trichologist. Hopefully I'm answering your question and not going around this mulberry bush.
No, I think you're doing a great job.
Okay.
And I'm listening to every word you say. My other question, I was just thinking as you were explaining that, what about the cost? Now, this seems to me that this is beyond, I call it para hair. This is beyond the typical styling services type thing in general. Of course, it can be part of it, as you explained earlier. But is this something that quite possibly insurance might cover? Is that even possible in some cases? Or is this – because it sounds so medical and so – it just sounds very – like a different level beyond – styling services that you generally find with a hairstylist or a barber?
That is a great question. Still to date, the insurance companies do not cover the trichology treatments. However, they do cover hair replacement. However, it has to be pre-approved by their insurance company, and it will fall in the category of cranial prosthetics as for them, as providing them with a solution, to take care of their appearance. But still to date, they don't cover trichology, the trichology aspect of it, which is sad. But we're working towards that at this point, and in the near future, it should, come into effect.
And one of the biggest questions that I should have asked you kind of at the top, and you kind of explained a whole lot since then, which has been fantastic, but clearly the difference between a dermatologist and a trichologist.
Well, again, that's another great question, Carrie. You have so many great questions.
The difference, and that's
a very important question. The difference between a trichologist and a dermatologist. A dermatologist is someone who more so specializes in derma or skin. However, they have been trained to, you know, work with hair slightly. But when a consumer goes to a dermatologist and they say, okay, I have this issue with my scalp, et cetera, the dermatologist is only going to treat the symptom, meaning they're going to maybe suggest cortisone injections or some type of topical solution, et cetera, which, of course, only pacifies the problem. On the other hand, or causes some other side effect. On the other hand, when a consumer comes to a trichologist, we take a multi-therapy approach to overall hair health, meaning that we're going to, you know, get to the source of what's going on to provide more of a permanent solution versus something that's, you know, only going to be semi-permanent or temporary.
Okay,
actually.
Got it.
They go to a dermatologist and, you know, they provide them with a topical solutions, a lot of times it throws the pH of the hair and the scalp off, dries the hair out severely. So they may take care of one issue, you know, temporarily, but it causes another issue, you know, severe hair breakage, again, throwing the balance of the hair off. The hair is very porous. So I'm not saying that the dermatology solutions do not work, but if someone comes to me that has been to a dermatologist, I don't talk against the dermatologist or just pretty much, you know, tell them to put the product.
You don't say don't go back to that one.
Right.
Okay.
What we do is we can take what they have and add to it to make sure that the hair is balanced, because the ultimate goal is when that hair is growing in, we don't want it to reverse. We don't want it to snap back off. So if the hair is growing into a unhealthy environment, if it's very dry, you know, growing into a dry environment, especially with the tighter curl patterns in the four categories we mentioned earlier, you'll find that the hair started snapping back off, so they started going, you know, backwards, and they'll end up with the same issues.
Mm. Well, I have to say, folks, Dr. James, you are just chock full of information. We're going to have you back often because our listeners have a lot of questions. Hair loss is a huge topic. It's a big discussion, and today was a great introduction to it. But we need to have you back to break it all the way down.
Absolutely.
So that
I'd love
way,
to do
yes.
that.
Well, we'd love to have you. Now, before we go, let me just have the folks out there know how to reach you again. Dr. James, how would they find you? Where would they find you? How would they find you and all of that? Please share that with our listeners.
Great. Thank you, Carrie. They can find me, or they can actually go to my website, which is Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S .com. They can actually schedule an appointment online. If they have any questions, they can send those questions over. I'm also on Facebook under Preneek, P-R-E-N as in Nancy, I-K, James. Instagram, Fruit of the Spirit Salons. And also Twitter. So all the social media sites they can reach me on. Or they can call me, area code 757-452-0170. And as I mentioned, the name of the salon is Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic, and we're located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia. So I look forward to hearing from the listeners soon.
Absolutely. And folks out there, when you do contact Dr. James, please let her know that you heard about her right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's important. So Dr. James, okay, thank you. Any last thoughts that you want to share, things that you want to drive home, a point you want to drive home with everyone before we say goodbye today?
Sure. I wanted to add one of my websites as for the health of the hair. I do have another website and a company that I'm affiliated with. It's called www.healthyhair.idylife.com, wherein the listeners can go on my website and take a free HIPAA-compliant health assessment where it will identify all of their nutritional needs. Because, of course, our body, we're individuals, and, of course, our body needs individualized nutrition. So visit my website, fill out the HIPAA-compliant health assessment. It'll print them out. A comprehensive report is free of charge, so they can kind of get an idea of what their body needs nutritional-wise. And to end this interview, I would like to tell the listening audience or let them know that healthy hair begins with a healthy start.
Well, I believe that ID Life, I've seen them in action. Outstanding. Thank you for mentioning that. Dr. Pradeep James, thank you. Yes, well, thank you for being with us. And just want to shout out to all the folks that you're connected with and your mother, and just everybody. Please, you know, from the Hit Radio Show, pass along our well wishes and all of that. You have a great day.
I will do. Thank you so much, Carrie, for having me.
All right. Well, folks, listen, there's a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Listen every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, live. We're all about hair, beauty, and community. Catch the replays on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern at our 24/7 hairradio.com network.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's well, actually, we're in the third hour of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning, April 12th. Of 2022. It's just been a wonderful morning here, really has. I've been enjoying the show, listening to the different parts along with you guys. Just incredible. Lots of fun stuff and good to know. And Dr. Pranit James, she'll be back with us very, very soon with a lot more to share on her special brand of trichology that she doles out. So really good stuff. Hey, I have a quick announcement or two. But I kind of wanted to get to a little bit on the schedule. Of course, you guys, again, Tuesday, the 19th of April, 2022, will be our 700th live three-hour show. We're doing a big celebration, so you don't want to miss that. We kind of talked a little bit about it earlier. I want to bring back to the line Otto Automatic, who's been kind of helping us here in the morning. In between, you know, getting some of our favorite guests and all of that wonderful good stuff on. Otto, I was just thinking, I said, well, hold it. I wanted to shout out someone that you know very well, and that is that you brought to the network, and that is Shanta. She was on our show on Friday. I wanted to just give her a shout out. She's running a brand new business. And I'm going to get the name right. It's called Organic Love Collection. So if you missed Friday's show, right? If you missed it, you can go back and listen and take a peek and find out more about it. Plus, she'll be joining us soon, and we'll have her commercial very soon airing right here on the network. So I'm real happy to welcome her aboard. And
looking
just
forward
to
it.
That, to clip that up, right? Is that not nice?
I think she's a great add-on to the show and her product line, and I wish her nothing but success. She's a very good entrepreneur, and I wish her nothing but the best.
Absolutely, and I can echo that. Now, coming up next at about in about 6 minutes or so, we have Michael Hopkins and the Veterans, the Vet Talk Radio Show. I want to get that out correctly. It's his 31st show. He's with Michael's Angels panel, Nicole Noor and Noor Jahan. So real excited. And Noor Jahan, Katrina, and Nicole. Let me make sure I say that correctly. And also, yeah, I want to make sure we got it. We have to get the names right. Also, speaking of the Vet Talk Radio Show, we're doing a special continuation at 9 o'clock. With so we're playing a lot of other Vet Talk things that have already played. Some things are totally new over in our streaming network. So you'll have to go to hairradio.com. at HAIRadio.com and click on the player at the top, and you'll be able to listen to a lot of what we've got all set up for you already. And you guys just heard the promo on Saturdays. Vet Talk still airs between 1 and 2 o'clock on the east, 1 of 2 o'clock Eastern time, and that's 12 and 1 Central time. And what you're hearing is Tuesday's broadcast played back-to-back. So that's what airs on Saturdays from 1 to 2. Again, that's Vet Talk. So you're listening to the Tuesday broadcast on Saturday. And then through, And then Tuesday, 9 o'clock, is the Vet Talk show. The best of
Kerry, I would like to jump in for a minute for the fans. On something earlier in the Hair Radio Morning Show this morning was the episode with Antonio Fargas.
Oh, I think it was you're going back 2 hours.
Yeah.
What did you say about Antonio?
I think it was his message was very important to in which, you know, being an entrepreneur ties in. He took a lot of classes and a lot of training. You know, you didn't hear that. You know, if you listen, I was listening very well. And if you heard that, it applied to me, yourself, and Shanta, a lot of the entrepreneurs that you have to it's a big misconception. I think we spoke about this. It's not sitting around with your feet up, you know, and everything just comes. You got to do the work.
Yeah.
You have to put in the work.
That's the message, and I appreciate that. So that's fine. For you guys just joining us, what Otto's referring to is that if you are just kind of joining, you haven't been on since this morning, but we kind of led in with Antonio Fargas, who is the actor from Starsky and Hutch, and I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, and All My Children, The Soap, and all of that. He was in so many things. So he was giving out his career perspective and kind of giving us some encouraging feedback, on his greatest part. So, Otto, thank you for chiming on in. Okay, you wanted to make sure and work that on in before we kind of move along today. So thanks for that. Hey, wanted to remind folks. Well, he also said something that stuck with me since you brought that up. I think that's a good point. I think he wrote down that he's the culmination of everything he's been given. And so I love that. And that resonated with me. So good stuff. Thank you, Otto. Thank you,
absolutely, Kerry.
All right,
my pleasure.
Folks. Thank you. Vet Talk Radio Show is up next, and so much more. Again, our 700th broadcast coming up on Tuesday. Also, we will be broadcasting on Friday. I think it's Good Friday this week. We will be here on the 15th. So that's April 15th, Friday. This Friday, we are on from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. We will be live. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we move you over to our 24-hour network, of course, with so much. And today is really an awesome lineup. I've got to say, I was just taking a quick look at today's broadcast, what's coming up over on our 24-hour streaming network. And it's kind of exciting to see. It really is. So at 9 o'clock, of course, as I mentioned, we've got the Everything Vet Talk Radio Show playing over on our streaming network. And at 11 to 11:30, it's a replay of Parents in Prison. Yes, so I had to put that on. It's a little bit serious, but it's very interesting. You won't be bored. So that's 11 to 11:30, and then we're going to replay it from 11:30 to midnight to noon. So at 12 p.m. and 3, we're replaying this broadcast. This live broadcast will replay today at noon and 3 p.m. Eastern time. So that's 11 and 2 if you're out in Central Time Zone. And then, of course, around 6 o'clock this evening, we are kicking in with our classic hair radio shows. So all that good stuff. Otto, I'm going to park you as we move on over to the folks at the Talk Radio Show. And I'll bring back in a little bit later on, okay?
Hang on in.
All right, folks. It is about 8:30 Eastern time, and I am always excited if it is 8:30 Eastern time on a Tuesday. Then it is, of course, time for Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins and Michael's Angels panel. So let's go ahead and get his intro started. Stay with us, folks.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Terry Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, if it is Tuesday morning, and as I said, 8:30 Eastern time, it is time for Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael Hopkins, Michael's Angels panel, Katrina Noor, and Nicole. Michael, good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. And how are you this morning?
We are doing just fantastic, I should say. I'm super excited to have you with us. We're going to get right to it. I want to kind of jump on in. First of all, it's April 12th. It's your show number 31 on this Tuesday morning. And let me just also say this before we even get started. Let me invite all of your listeners of Vet Talk Radio Show to celebrate with us at the Hair Radio Morning Show on Tuesday, 1 week from today, the entire show from 6 to 9. And then we're going to do some special celebration with Vet Talk and at the 8:30 time to help us celebrate our 700th episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So just wanted to get that announcement out there. Now, Michael Hopkins, what do you have for everybody on today's show?
Well, today, Carrie, we're going to delve into what I call special hidden benefits that a lot of us as veterans really don't know about. Some are just like hidden in plain sight. And we're going to delve into it. There are so many things out there like loan guarantees, education benefits, pensions, automobile, believe it or not, automobile allowances that the government will give a veteran. And you can get your home adopted. There are grants, clothing allowances, burial benefits, beneficiary travel. These are the things that we're going to dive into these things.
Wow.
Does that sound like a plan to you, Carrie Hines?
It sounds like a plan. So these are hidden things. Is that right? These are things that
right. They're
really
hidden
know.
Benefits.
Well, it sounds exciting. What are you starting with today?
Oh, I'm going to start with one of my favorite ones. It is the Chapter 35 Educational Assistance.
Oh, the Chapter 35 Educational Assistance. Okay.
Yep,
what,
and
what
as you
that?
Know, the government has so many acronyms and numbers and letters. And,
right.
I mean,
Chapter 35. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a Chapter 35, there's a 33, there's a 31, and you have to know, it's like who's on first and what's on second. You have to know which one to apply for,
yes.
And if you don't apply for the right one, you won't get it.
Well, what is the 35th chapter, then? What is that all about?
Well, Chapter 35 is an educational benefit, Carrie, that is awarded to veterans that reach the 100% rating mark, especially if you're a permanent and total veteran.
Mm.
It is a perk that is given to you to help your family with their educational needs.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that special?
Yeah. That I like the word benefit.
we all like that word.
Definitely. Yeah.
And you know, Carrie, just from personal experience with this, my son actually goes to college, and he gets a stipend from the Office of Veteran Affairs, from the educational benefit. They actually, because he's a full-time student, they actually give him money to go to school. They actually give him money. Every month he gets a check to go to school, and it offsets a lot of what his books and all the things like that. And he will get that offset for 36 months, believe it or not.
Now, let me ask you a question, Michael, since you mentioned that. And it's so, I've always wanted to know this. Does he appreciate and kind of realize what an amazing benefit that is, where so many students are struggling, you know, to make it in school and all of that?
Oh, trust me, Carrie Hines, he appreciates it. And, you know, at his age, my son basically is almost 30 years old.
Oh,
and what has happened?
I'm thinking he was like 17 or 18.
Oh,
okay.
No. That's my grandson. That's 17.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. But my son, at his age, he really appreciates it, Carrie.
Oh, okay.
And it was a hard fight. I had to fight, as you know, to get my 100% TNT. And in the process of fighting, I had to go back to the VA, and because what they did, they retroed me back 2 years at the time. So my son actually would have been 26 years old, and that was the cap. It caps out at 26. So he was eligible. So I had to go back, ask some questions, kind of fight with the VA, and they finally awarded him his benefit.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So that is just awesome.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, Carrie, your spouse, if you had a spouse can also go to school and get a stipend to go to school.
Now,
and
theirs
lasts a little bit longer.
Uh-huh. Wow.
As far as the payment, but I mean, it's just like, wow. Oh, and another thing, too, that is very special as far as when you're 100% TNT,
mm-hmm.
I want you to picture this, Carrie Hines. Can you imagine a magic fairy comes along and says, guess what? You know that $70,000 in federal loans that you owe? Well, I'm going to wipe them out with my magic wand.
Sprinkle fairy dust and wipe it away.
Put the fairy dust on them, Matt. They're gone. Boom, just like that.
Wow. That is amazing.
And a lot of us as veterans, you know, Carrie, we don't know about this stuff because nobody really tells us that these are the bennies, especially when you get to 100% permanent and total. These are the bennies. I have buddies of mine.
Uh-huh.
They
and
are
Benny,
not
you saying the benefits. These are
they're the benefits.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
As we call them as vets, bennies. But I have buddies of mine that are thousands of dollars in debt. I'm talking education. One buddy of mine is about $250,000 in debt.
Yeah, I'm waving my hand right now as well. Sure. But the vets, I can only imagine. And they have all these mounting debts and may not realize that there is a possible or potential pathway out. Is that right, Michael?
Right. That's absolutely right, Carrie. I mean, there is light at the end of the tunnel for a lot of us that are disabled American veterans. There's light at the end of the tunnel. We just have to fight hard and go for it.
Wow. Well, I'm incredibly impressed. So what else? Okay, so chapter 35. I don't think I'll ever forget that one. What else have you got, Michael?
Oh, yeah. And another one, Carrie, that I can attest to that I personally have used is my loan. It's a loan guarantee. As veterans, as if you're in good standing as a veteran, it's a loan guarantee. Mm-hmm. If you want to go buy a house, you have a loan guarantee from the VA.
So pretty much they can qualify, or you know,
pretty much if you're qualified to get a loan from a lender, the VA pretty much is backing your loan in case anything happens. Plus, on top of that, Carrie, check this out. There are a lot of lenders. There are a lot of sellers of houses that love dealing with veterans. They love dealing with veterans. Well, with the loan guarantee, anything happens, these loan people, they already know that the government is going to push everything to a higher standard when you go to buy a house as a veteran. Plus on top of that, being getting the loan guarantee, once you get the house, Carrie, there's another thing depending upon the state that you live in that can happen.
Now, I know they don't buy the furniture, do they?
Oh, no. They like us, but they don't like us that much. No, they don't like us that much. But what they do like us for in some states, Carrie, like here in Virginia, the taxes that you normally would pay on your house, you know, the monthly, the yearly, I don't pay those taxes, so it actually lowers my mortgage.
Wow. Well, these are some amazing hidden benefits. Now, Michael, though, how would the vets go about finding out in their states? Do they have to what steps do they take to find out some of these benefits or follow up on some of these benefits?
Oh, a lot of times, Carrie, just say, for example, the education benefits. Once you obtain 100% TNT, believe it or not, our government actually functions. And they actually start sending you paperwork in the mail to tell you about some of these benefits, believe it or not. Sometimes our government actually sends you what you need to know. Other times, there are toll-free numbers. We have a benefits toll-free number for veterans. And what we'll do, Carrie, we'll post that in our hairradio.com. We'll post that there for veterans if they're really interested in that.
Absolutely.
And the government will actually tell you what you're entitled to.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is incredible. That is
awesome. And I forgot, Carrie. Another thing, I forgot, Carrie.
Okay.
When we're disabled veterans, we're getting compensation, ratings and so forth, there's actually a chart that you can go on to the VA.gov, and there's actually charts there that will tell you what you're entitled to for each rating that you get. If you're at 30%, it tells you what you're entitled to, 40, 50, up to.
Wow.
Yeah. So the government sometimes does function, believe it or not, for us as veterans.
Wow.
Oh, and I forgot another thing, too, Carrie, that a lot of vets don't know about. If you have a surviving spouse, that loan guarantee I was telling you about, she can get it. She can get that loan guarantee, even though you passed away. If she wants to buy a house, you as a veteran, you were in good standing, she can apply for the loan guarantee. And the thing about it, in the veterans benefits area, it's actually online, believe it or not.
Oh, that's awesome. To facilitate it, so to make it easy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Sure does. Now, Carrie, I have another one to touch on that a lot of veterans don't know about, and this one is like, wow. Did you know, Carrie Hines, that if you qualified as a disabled veteran, the VA will buy you a car up to $22,000.
Oh, well, they might have to raise that amount a little bit these days.
Oh, yeah, at some point in time they will. But just think,
well,
they would give you a.
Yeah.
Just think, you would get a check for them for 22. Say the car was 30 grand. Well, if you give me 22 grand, I'm quite sure I can find the rest of the money.
You
can
find it. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
And with that automobile, carry, that's like say if a veteran is there, they really is an eye, an arm missing, a leg. Mm-hmm. They have some other type of impediment. That's what this is based upon. Oh, and also, too, by the way, Carrie Hines, the government will also pay for adoptive equipment. If you need adoptive equipment to drive that vehicle, the government will pay for it, the VA.
Yes. Yes, the adoptive equipment to facilitate the driving for you. Well, listen, I am just blown away because, you know what, Michael, this is actually kind of, to me, it sounds like good news. Even though I know that's it's because of you're doing things and out of being injured or what have you, but it's great news that they are doing things to help support the veterans. That's what it's all about to me, and I'm just blown away. And thank goodness, and the things, no one's heard of this, I'm sure, but aren't you kind of glad you get to do something nice and bring this to the ears of the veterans? I think it's incredible.
Yes, sir, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
100%. I have so many veterans that say, oh, my God, I didn't know that. I didn't know this. Really? Wow, nobody told me.
And it sounds, it's actually very interesting, Michael. And I have to say, I always kind of cut in about this time on each broadcast to take a moment to salute your incredible fan base. Veterans and folks who tune in to this broadcast every week. We love you. We appreciate you. It is just incredible. And we're live this morning on this Tuesday, April 12th. And so I just want to say this, Michael, we're going to be having the angels on towards the end of today's broadcast as Katrina Noor and Nicole. And big news that we'll get into at the end of today's broadcast, all about a continuation at 9 o'clock this morning over in our streaming network. So we'll talk about that a little later in the show. Michael, I know you've got more to cover. Let me let you get back to it. Take it away, Michael.
Okay. And Carrie, here's a really interesting one.
What's
the VA has a special housing adoptive grant for veterans.
A special house adoptive. What is that all about?
Give you a perfect example. A house can be, it can be a brand new house or it can be already a house you live in. And suppose a veteran is in a wheelchair. Whereas we know houses aren't adopted to people in wheelchairs.
Exactly right.
But guess what? The VA will get the house. They'll get it prepped and ready for you as a veteran that's in a wheelchair.
Awesome. Like retrofitted, if you will.
Right. They will retrofit it for you so that it fits your needs. I mean, is that beautiful
now,
or is that beautiful?
Excellent. That is absolutely excellent. So this, I want to salute the government on these things that, I just wish they were more known, and I guess that's where you come in, Michael Hopkins, but awesome. I love this show. Great. Okay. Awesome.
And I've got one more. This one is really interesting also.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of us as veterans, we go to the VA hospital, and we get all kinds of adaptive things to help us walk, for skin creams. We get all kinds of things like that that's issued to us to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what, Carrie Hines?
What?
Some of those items tear or rip your clothing. They wear your clothing down after a year, maybe 6 months, or they leave stains on your clothing.
Mm.
And guess what? Once a year, the VA will pay you for that. They'll literally write you a check for the issues that you're having with your clothing. The check is between $800 and $900.
Oh, my. Well, that sounds pretty good to me. Now, this is emanating from like a possible wound or something, and that you might need a cream or something to aid you with, you know, your, you know, whatever ailment you have.
Right.
And it might stain your clothing or, you know, or something like that.
Right.
Wow. Now, I can see where nobody would know that, Michael. How did you find that out?
Right.
That's incredible.
And, you know, and the thing of it, you know, the thing of it, Carrie Hines?
What was it?
Once again, it's a government form. It's a government. You have to know the right form to fill out. Yeah, if you don't know the right form to fill out, to submit, to get paid for this, nobody will tell you. Nobody knows.
Michael, but can you do a show one day of talking about the forms?
I mean, you could do more than one
show on forms.
We could be on the forms thing of the VA healthcare system forever.
Wow. Man. Well, listen, I am just blown away with all of this, Michael. I am blown away with it. It really is quite amazing in that. You know, I love your shows where you do the countdowns and there's so many hidden things that folks just don't know. And it's you have like a plethora of information and things that they should know and we should know. Kudos. Absolute kudos. Outstanding, Michael. Absolutely outstanding. Did you want to add anything to that? Because that's an incredible topic, and I hope you can bring us more. I love those hidden gems.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, I'm looking forward to doing a part two of this also, because I have,
absolutely.
I mean, I just have, a whole lot of things going on here.
Yes.
And there's one.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, the thing about, you know, with the VA, that all these things are there, a lot of them in plain sight, but a lot of us as veterans, we just don't know, because you would think a lot of times you go to the VA hospital, you're in the healthcare system, somebody would tell you, hey,
right,
I think you're qualified for this, like the doctor, nurses, you know, the admin people, but a lot of times they don't. And I know this one may sound kind of funny. It should be an obvious one, but guess what?
What's
if
that?
You are an honorably discharged veteran, it can be honorable, it can be general with honorable, and I can't remember off the top of my head the other one. As long as it has that honorable in it, free medical from the VA healthcare system. A lot of people are under the assumption that they didn't have an honorable on their character of service when they got out the military, that they're not eligible for health care. And that's not true.
Right.
They're eligible for health care.
Right, exactly. Wow. That
and that can save you thousands of dollars, literally. Just in the things that we take for granted as a veteran. I had no idea. I'm a type 2 diabetic, Carrie. I had no idea how much the meds cost for that until I was talking to my son-in-law, who's a type 1 diabetic. And it blew me away. I said, what? You pay that much for those meds, and they send them to me in the mail? All I have to do is call and ask, and they'll send them to me at 90 pills at a pop? And you pay that much?
Wow.
Oh, my God. But a lot of veterans, and I run into them all the time. I ask guys, do you go to VA hospital? No, man, I didn't think I could. I didn't stay in that long. And they don't know. As long as you went to basic training, even if you got out at basic training, Carrie, you went to 6 weeks, 12 weeks of basic training, got hurt, but you completed basic training and you have an honorable discharge from the United States military. You're eligible for free medical care for the rest of your life.
Wow. And believe me, that's a big savings.
Huge. It's huge.
Well, Michael, I just want to say I have thank you again, and just thank all your fans. You're doing the work, you're sharing, and we get a lot of feedback on what you're doing. And so your show is expanding. It's growing out. So I just want to remind everybody, and let me just get the angels on a little bit as well while we go over some of this. We're bringing in Nicole. We're bringing in Noor Jahan. And we're bringing in Katrina, the Michael's Angels panel. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Good morning, ladies, I should say.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that's like Charlie's Angels. Okay, listen. big news for you guys and all the fans of Vet Talk Radio Show. First, let me just say this. Last week, we had some huge technical headaches with our 24-hour system. But let me just tell you, thank you so much for the fans. You guys chimed on in anyway. Today we have a two-hour special coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Every Tuesday from here on out, from 9 till 11 o'clock New York time, 8 o'clock, 8 to 10 Central time, folks, you can tune in over at our 24-hour network and hear either some recent stuff there on Vet Talk Radio, some new things that you haven't heard. I think we have some of the interviews that you have not heard from the angels, Nicole, Noor Jahan, and Katrina. We have individual interviews, so you get to know these incredible women, and so much more. So when we wrap here at 9 o'clock Eastern time today, it's time to go to www.hairadio.com. And take a listen. That talk will be on this morning, so do check it out. And then on Saturdays, of course, we play today's 30-minute show. We replay that on Saturdays at 1 o'clock and 1:30 New York time. So lots of that talk, plus we've got some more things coming down the pike. And the angels, I just want to kind of let you guys know we're so excited that you guys are having your own show over on our 24-hour streaming network, so at hairradio.com. So just lots of stuff going on, lots and lots of stuff. How do you guys feel about that? Katrina, what do you think? What do you think about having your own show?
It's just so exciting. I just can't wait.
Yes, I am excited for you. Nicole, Noor Jahan, anything you guys want to add?
Yes, just excited as well, and just looking forward to the opportunity to just share with our
all
fans,
right, Nicole,
and all of our listeners.
Absolutely. And, Noor, I know this is good for you guys. What the show is going to be about, I think the veterans are going to love it. I think the fans have gotten to know you guys a little bit. The interviews that we've done that are housed over there at hairradio.com are incredible. They'll get to know you more. Your show is going to speak to everything, everyday things that you guys already deal with in your own lives. And Michael's going to join you. Michael Hopkins, you're going to join them for a little bit of this, I'm understanding. So I'm super excited. You get to turn the tables a little bit. How do you feel about it,
Michael? Carrie, I'm going to be on the hot seat with my angels.
Okay. Listen, we are just so proud of you, and I'm just so incredibly honored to support the efforts of all of Michael and the angels. So we're looking forward to it. Now, your show is going to be titled Michael's Angels, okay, Michael's Angels Live, and with Katrina, Noor, and Nicole. So this is going to be really – we'll put all this on the tab at hairradio.com over the next couple days. Again, you go there at 9 o'clock this morning – and continue to listen to some of the best of Vet Talk Radio Show. And then on Saturday, this particular broadcast will replay at 1 New York time. All right, angels, great show today. Great show. Michael, great show. Awesome job. And let me just thank my wonderful colleague, Industry. Otto, thanks so much for helping us to get things ready for today and holding it down. Great job.
My pleasure, Curry. Thank you. I'm very fortunate to be on live Hair Radio Morning
All
Show
right.
with Curry Hines. Thank you.
All right. You got it. All right, folks. Let's get the outro for Vet Talk Radio going. All right, folks. See you back here next week, Tuesday, and for a special, special day. So, Michael, thanks so much. Last word, Michael. Real quick, Michael, what do you have to say?
It's all about the vets.
All right. It gets no better than that.